Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for April 2nd, 2012. In cryptid news, a strange sea monster washed upon the shores of Folly Beach, South Carolina, a couple of weeks ago and sparked the usual suspicions. Was this a lost dinosaur? Was this the result of an experiment gone wrong? The 10-foot-long creature was a strange pale green in color and had numerous bony plates covering its body. Dr. Shane Boylan of the South Carolina Aquarium examined the carcass and made a quick and educated analysis of the creature. Atlantic sturgeon. The sturgeon is a member of the oldest fish species and has become critically endangered due to overfishing and pollution, as well as its inability to rebound from such activities. A recent Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization outing was nearly halted in the woods of Arkansas. A group of 32 Bigfoot seekers were found by National Park Rangers at a campground at the Buffalo National River Park. The BFRO representative failed to file any paperwork or get permission to charge a group of people and lead them through the park and was therefore cited. I'm not sure what the strangest part of the story is. The fact that the BFRO was found to be working without a business license, the fact that this person had no idea you need a permit to conduct business within a national park, or that 31 campers pay between $300 and $500 to go camping with this guy. The BFRO representative had to pay a $500 fine and claimed he lost money on the expedition. Well, doing the math, it seems the BFRO made between $9,300 and $15,500 minus the $1,200 they paid the guide. Man, I'm in the wrong business. In UFO news, as you all know by now, the official end of the world will occur on December 21st, 2012, but so far there's no word on what time. But what we do know is that there may be a way to get off of Earth before the so-called end happens. Many people are making the pilgrimage to Pic de Bucarac, a mountain in southern France. So, what's so special about this mountain? Well, other than the fact that aliens are purported to live inside of it along with their spaceship that will hopefully take some Earthlings along, this mountain is an anomaly since the oldest rock is at the bottom and the newer rock resides at the top. Despite being mentioned as unexplainable in some newscasts, the act of overthrust easily explains how this occurred. Also, this mountain was mentioned by Jules Verne in his book from 1871, Journey to the Center of the Earth, as well as in Steven Spielberg's movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Authorities are worried that there may be cult-like activity as well as mass suicides as December 21st looms closer and eventually passes. And in ghost news, a man named Chris Carter, no, not that Chris Carter, published a blog that stated that journalist Stephen Volk has proposed that numerous scientists and skeptics believe that telepathy should be scientifically accepted. Hardcore skeptic and psychologist Richard Wiseman has supposedly admitted that the evidence for telepathy is so good that, quote, by the standards of any other area of science, telepathy is proven, unquote. While I agree the evidence seems pretty good, it will only be a matter of time until the validity of the article comes clean. The numerous amount of people mentioned in the article will surely offer their true feelings on the subject in the coming weeks for sure. Not that I'm reading their minds or anything. A man who died last June has been sending emails from the other side to his friend. In a number of short emails sent to the man, there was contained specific information that was very personal in nature and dealt with conversations that were private. The man and the deceased man's family have taken these as genuine messages and have used them to cope with the loss of the 32-year-old man. No word on if anyone intends to research the emails to see exactly where they came from. A 15-year-old Texas boy is accused of attempted murder when he stabbed his 14-year-old friend in the abdomen with a 4-inch knife in a wooded area behind their high school. The 15-year-old, when asked why he would commit such a violent act, said, "The Ouija board made me do it." The boys were playing with the toy prior to the 15-year-old stabbing the younger schoolmate. The attorney for the boy has suggested an insanity plea, but a witness to the event claims the 15-year-old boy, moments after stabbing his friend, attempted to plead with him to say that the boy had merely fallen on the knife. Somehow, I just don't think the piece of cardboard and plastic is responsible. And I had written a tip of the week based on how to capture EVP a little bit more scientifically, I ended up taking that to the next level and created a blog post, which you can read if you go to paranewsinsider.com and click on the blog tab at the top, or just look at the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, and you will see the story, EVP Experiments, Upping the Ante for Evidence. I highly recommend any group of any kind of background read this, as there's a lot of common sense, but there's also some techniques that maybe you haven't thought of, or you just didn't really know that some groups are doing out there, and it kind of breaks the mold, which is what I'm all about anyway, so check it out. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.